Okay. Now this time, name as many animals as you can think of.
Okay.
And go.
Elephant, giraffe. Hippopotamus, alligator, cats, dogs, birds. Lions, tigers, bears, monkeys.
Keep going. Your minute's not up yet.
Deers, doves,
Have you seen this thing called People Are Funny?
Okay, last one is as many kitchen items as you can think of. Anything that's in the kitchen.
Okay.
And go.
Blender, coffee machine, espresso machine, grater, ice cream scooper, mixer, skillet, grill. Strainer, cheese slicer, coffee bean mixer, crusher, grinder, coffee machine grinder, dishwasher, refrigerator, dishwasher, spice rack. Dishwashing, detergent, dish lotion, dish rag, cups, bowls, stools, knives, forks, plates, saucers, bowls, Tupperware, storage containers, microwave car, my memory ain't too good, huh?
That's good. Okay, now. This is where you're going to need your glasses. I'm going to play this story for you, and then you can read along with it. And then after it's over, you tell it back to me.
A short story by Henry, after 20 years. Shortly after 10 o'clock, on a dark and windy night, a policeman moved down the street, trying the door of each business. Most businesses were closed, and few people were about. The policeman suddenly slowed his walk. In the doorway of a darkened hardware store, a man leaned, with an unlighted cigar in his mouth. As the policeman walked up to him, the man spoke up quickly. "It's all right, officer," he said reassuringly. "I'm just waiting for a friend. It's an appointment made about 20 years ago. About that time, long ago, there used to be a restaurant where this store stands. Big Joe Brady's restaurant." "Until 5 years ago," said the policeman. "It was torn down then." The man in the doorway struck a match and lit his cigar. The light showed a pale, square-jawed face with keen eyes and a little white scar near his right eyebrow. His scar pin was a large diamond, oddly set. 20 years ago tonight," said the man, "I dined here at Big Joe's with Jimmy Wells, my best chum, and the finest men in the world. He and I were raised here in New York, just like two brothers together. I was 18 and Jimmy was 20. The next morning, I was to start out for the West to make my fortune. You couldn't have dragged Jimmy out of New York. He thought it was the only place on earth. Well, we agreed that night that we would meet here again exactly 20 years from that date and time. It was exactly 10 o'clock when we parted here at the restaurant door. We figured that in 20 years, each of us ought to have our destiny worked out and our fortunes made, whatever they were going to be. The policeman twirled his club and took a step or two. I'll be on my way. Hope your friend comes along all right. Going to call time on him sharp? No, I don't think so, said the other. I'll give him half an hour at least. If Jimmy is alive on earth, he'll be here by that time. So long, officer. Good night, sir, said the policeman, passing along his beat, trying doors as he went. About 20 minutes he waited, and then a tall man in a long overcoat with collar turned up to his ears hurried across from the opposite side of the street. He went directly to the waiting man. Is that you, Bob? He asked thoughtfully. Is that you, Jimmy Wells? Cried the man in the door. Bless my heart, exclaimed the new arrival, grasping both the other's hands with his own. It's Bob, sure's fate. I was certain I would find you here if you were still in existence. Well, well, well. 20 years is a long time. The old restaurant's gone, Bob. I wish it had lasted so we could have another dinner there. How has the West treated you, old man? Great. It has given me everything I asked for. You've changed a lot, Jimmy. I never thought you were so tall by 2 or 3 inches. Oh, I grew a bit after I was 20. Doing well in New York, Jimmy? Moderately. I have a position in one of the city departments. Come on, Bob. We'll go around to a place I know of and have a good long talk about old times. At the corner stood a drugstore, brilliant with electric lights. When they came into this glare, each of them turned simultaneously to gaze on the other's face. The man from the West stopped suddenly and released his arm. You're not Jimmy Wells, he snapped. 20 years is a long time, but not long enough to change a man's nose from a Roman to a pug. It sometimes changes a good man into a bad one, said the tall man. You've been under arrest for 20 minutes, Silky Bob. Chicago thinks you may have dropped over our way and wired us she wants to have a talk with you. Going quietly, Archer? That's sensible. Now, before we go to the station, here's a note I was asked to hand you. You can read it here at the window. It's from Patrolman Wells. The man from the West unfolded the little piece of paper handed to him. His hand was steady when he began to read, but it trembled a little by the time he finished. The note was rather short. Bob, I was at the appointed place on time. When you struck the match to light your cigar, I saw it was the face of a man wanted in Chicago. Somehow I couldn't do it myself, so I went around and got a plainclothes man to arrest you. Jimmy.
Okay, when you're ready, tell it back to me with as much detail as you can.
Okay. These two gangsters, 20 years ago, they packed to be at this certain place 20 years ago. It's time. And the cop that came through checking the doors was actually his buddy. And he just wanted, I guess, wanted to make sure he was there. And the guy didn't expect to be a cop, so he was a gangster. And the guy set him up. He knew he was coming 20 years later. Because he took a chance, like, well, maybe this guy may show up. We can catch him. This is on the cop now, you know. He'd be on his ground. So he sent the phony guy over, I guess, to impersonate him. And the guy time to figure it out, but by the time it's too late, it's under us. So I got time for questions, I guess. That's a pretty good story.
Was it you? Yeah, it was me. Anything else? Or is that it?
That's mostly the gist of it. Well, yeah, I guess they didn't say what happened to him. They said arrested. He was arrested. He got supposed to be 10 minutes now. Gave him a note. The guy finally told him who he was. Say he was there at the whole time. I'm pretty sure he probably was. That was him. He's only going to be there for you, buddy.
Okay. Now, tell me a story with maybe two or three characters in it besides you.
Okay.
Any type of story could be a childhood experience.
Okay, that's childhood experience.
Yeah.
Okay. One night I stayed out past periphery. I was supposed to be in the house like 2 o'clock. I just came in maybe 1 or 2 o'clock at night. You know, I was a teenager, maybe 15, 17 years old. If that old, maybe even younger. I'm thinking I was maybe 12, 14. So I came in, and my mother slept on the second floor. My room was on the third floor. So I didn't go upstairs to my room that night. I stayed in the living room, turned on the TV. I got really in the room to watch TV and fell back asleep. So in the morning, say around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, excuse me, she was cooking. My mother's upstairs in the kitchen cooking breakfast. I was still in the couch asleep, though. I must have been dreaming this. I actually physically, in my dream, got up, went upstairs, because the phone rang. I answered the phone. It was a lady from my church that said that this woman had just passed. So I said, okay, I'll tell my mother. So actually the phone did ring 5 minutes. So I went upstairs, in my dream, I went upstairs and told her. No, I physically did get up. Because I heard the phone ring. It must have woke me up or something. I went upstairs and told her that another lady had passed. So she told me to stop playing. I shouldn't carry around like that. The lady's real sick, so forth, so forth. So as soon as she told me that, I'm not sure if she slapped me or not, but the phone did ring, and it was the lady on the phone that I dreamed and did call and told me to put my mother on the phone. And then she got on the phone and said the lady had just passed. And I asked my mother about that today. She said she don't remember or she don't recollect. And I said, wow, because that'd be bugging me. What was all that about? And maybe because we did this late the day before, and she was real sick, and we prayed for her thing, and this was changing my mind, something like that. But it really did. Ever since that, no one could figure it out. Nobody can figure it out either.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Is that the end?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take this. Okay. And now I'm going to tell you a short story, and then you tell it back to me.
Okay.
It's very, very short. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse. But she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now tell me the story.
A lady was shopping, and she lost her wallet. She gathered all her items she wanted to purchase, but she didn't have a wallet to pay for them, so she returned them and went home. Someone found her wallet. A little girl had called her and told her she found her wallet. Mm-hmm. The lady was very happy.
Okay. Remember that story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me at the very end. This is another thing on the time you want. Basically, you may need your glasses for this.
I can see this pretty big.
Start from here and go across and read them as fast as you can when I say go.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Why you say that?
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, good. Now next. Start here and tell me the color of each dot.
Okay.
As fast as you can when I say go.
Green, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Okay, finally, start here and go across as fast as you can, but don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in. So you don't say red, you want to say blue. Right. Okay. So when I say go, and go.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, red, green, yellow, blue, green, yellow, green, red, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue, red, yellow, red, green, blue, green, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay.
That took a little bit of adjusting. Yeah, because you're looking at the word, and then you try to block it out, read the color.
Uh-huh. That's that exercise. And the last thing is the story about the lady with the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to me one more time.
Okay. The lady was shopping at the grocery store. She called to sell items, and can I add something to it?
If you want to.
Okay. I don't add them. She purchased all her items, but she had lost her wallet.
Mm-hmm.
While she was shopping, it fell out of her pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
She got to check out the counter. She found out she had her money, and she had to return her groceries. She went home, and the girl came and said that she found the wallet.
Okay. That's everything.
So this is on memory.
Yeah.
Man, my memory, why is it that when you get past seven numbers, how do you remember?
Well, because we only remember enough as your average phone number.
Because
the memory is, if you want to divide it into sections, it only has seven to nine sections in it.
Yeah.
You know, enough for your average social security number or your average phone number with the area code.
I remember you only have seven to nine sections?
That's all that we can actually memorize.
Uh-huh.
And everything else we have to put on, you know, in storage.
Huh.
Or processing store.
Sorry.
I need you to fill that out. That's your payment form, and I have a copy of it in this envelope here,
okay,
along with the consent form that you signed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's like little slots, like a mm-hmm. computer binary bit.
Kinda. If you want to, that's one way to think of it.
I was watching this thing.